We want an immediate end to the police brutality.
Carrie Taylor, one of the supporters, explains how he himself was victim of police brutality at the hands of the RCMP in Burnaby, BC.
On my particular case, I was assaulted by a police officer who approached me with his gun out while I was parking my car going into a restaurant with a friend, a female friend, and he used as the reasoning that he thought that my car was stolen and that we were car thieves, a male and female were car thieves, dressed appropriately to go out that evening. I don't know where he got that idea, but he configured it because I was driving a nice car, and I'm giving a quote. That incident only got reversed at the scene because a subsequent officer arriving at the scene decided to tell the police officer who had me at gunpoint with a loaded gun to my head that he is acting out of order and that he needed to put away his gun because the situation didn't call for that level of response. Okay, so I subsequently was able to explain to them who I was, but they found that out eventually. And I practiced dentistry in Vancouver, and I've been living in Vancouver over 20 years. And the police officer at that time told me that it was a mistake, that he had actually made a mistake. But I didn't know until later on in court, because I pursued the issue, that he had actually told the other police officer the reasons why he stopped me. And it was basically because I was black, driving a nice car, and I had an Oriental female in the car. So he assumed that I was either a pimp or a car thief. So, you know, we'll take it from there. You
know? So it's obvious that the Vancouver Police Department, there's a lot of racial profiling amongst black people. Do you believe that there are also racial profiling amongst other people of color?
Well, there's no doubt about that because me personally, since my incident has come into the press, there have been numerous people contacting me from various walks of life, not only black men, but also Asian people, also white people who have told me that they've experienced very, very similar situations to mine. And note that my incident didn't happen in Vancouver. It happened in Burnaby, which is right out on the outskirts of Vancouver, and that was the RCMP. So I don't just limit Vancouver police or Burnaby police. I say it's endemic in policing that there's this tendency to profile based on your racial background.
I then asked Jason Troy if this was because of white supremacy in general in the society.
I don't know that I would like to use the word supremacy. I would like to use the word ignorance. And I don't think that ignorance is actually a white issue, although it is true that the whites are generally in a position of power in North America, and it's still true, but supremacy would not be the word, because there's an aspect of our existence that is more important than money, you know, what you do for a living, how many children you have, and that is, what do you do with your soul? What do you do with your spirit? How do you sleep at night? Do you really think that you're superior, that you can terrorize people that you're not familiar with or that you're afraid of? Do you think that you have the right to assume guilt? I thought we had a legal system that even said that we were innocent until proven guilty. As far as this march is here, there are people here that actually have been held up in their neighborhoods for 40 minutes in handcuffs just to get their ID checked, just so that they can see who they are. And then if they happen to be a criminal, oh good, we already have them cuffed. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous. That's unfair. That's actually vicious behavior. That's kind of like going after animals, you know, and then shooting them or incapacitating their ability, incapacitating their rights, and then you see, then you decide what you want to do with them. That's completely unreasonable.
Gary Taylor then joined the conversation, sharing his thoughts.
My personal experience with identifying me as being black and then taking the next step and making some sort of assumption on me, I would agree, is a bit of ignorance. And it's the ignorance that that comes from not really understanding what you're dealing with at that particular time when they're trying to identify you, trying to understand exactly who you are. And I think that that's endemic. I mean, it comes from a lack of an attempt to try to understand people for being individuals rather than trying to make a generalization on a particular individual's background.
And you're going to continue the struggle?
Of course. You know, it's nice to think of Canada as this idyllic country that that in face of looking at their southern brother has an advantage. But I would after living in Canada for over 20 years, I would say that it has a different struggle. It has a different struggle. I mean, I came here in hope that because I'm originally from California, I came here with hope that that Canada would offer a different possibility for a lifestyle without having to deal with racial profiling, racial prejudices, and such. And as soon as I got here, I realized that, no, it's exactly the same. I don't know why Canadians want to call themselves different than Canada in this respect. They have just redistributed the racism that they have for various different people. And Canada really needs to wake up and understand that they have the problem, they need to deal with it just like anyone else. They're no better, no different, okay? So we really do have to get down to the nitty-gritty on these issues.
Great, thank you very much.
Here a woman speaks out on why she's there at the protest.
Hi, so you've come here today, October 26th, to protest with the other people. Why is that so?
Well, to support Jason, but also I've just noticed a disturbing change with the police here in Vancouver. They're certainly using a lot more brutality and racial profiling with their, and not investigating when there's complaints, more acting and assigning blame based on people's races, and pulling their guns out when there isn't a threat of violence. It's concerning to me.
Here, a young man speaks out about why he's at the protest.
Yeah, we're supporting Jason for his cause, and any other similar events by the powers that be, you know, unfair racial practices. As far as myself, the police harassment, police unfairness by the Vancouver Police Department, being jailed excessively for a minor charge, just basic complaints against the police department for unfairness.
The only way you get justice is in the street. The only way you get justice is in the sidewalk. The only way you get justice is when you make justice for yourself.